local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
It would seem that the United States on this day is under attack.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
A plane crashed into the Pentagon and started a large fire there. There have been some people injured at the Pentagon.
It was an aircraft that an eyewitness has described to us as a 737. It struck the World Trade Center at its upper levels. And then 18 minutes after that, there was this frightening scene of a second aircraft plowing into the other tower.
We heard the building coming down, and that's what we were running from. Literally, people ran out of their shoes trying to get out of the way of this thing.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Of course, very powerful audio there. We're playing it a couple times an hour, of course, with it being the 23rd anniversary of 9/11 and the terror attacks that took place on September 11th, 2001. Obviously, very, very important to remember that and honor the victims and so on and so forth. And, I mean, outside of Hurricane Francine, Chris, that's been the main thing we've been talking about today.
You're absolutely right. Francine's all over the board today. As a matter of fact, if you haven't heard as of yet, just this last hour, the hurricane increased to a Cat 2 status, 100 miles per hour. That is sustained winds. It was gusting 80 to 100 earlier today. Sustained winds 100. They're expecting that to intensify. The storm's making landfall right now. Morgan City is the bullseye. Looks like it's going right over Morgan City, then into Baton Rouge, up in Macomb, Mississippi, then on northward. It'll just go up. It's even actually going through Memphis, up in that area. So once the storm, I'm glad the storm went in. Let me tell you right now, that's the best thing that could have happened for us in Pensacola.
Right,
that storm going in, because I did not want it taking that right turn or a little jog to the east to really mess up our day.
Yeah. But nonetheless, we are still taking precautions. You've probably heard about the campers being evacuated from Fort Pickens, Escambia County Public Schools suspending extracurricular activities. The Navarre Beach Pier closed early today, I think at 4 p.m. And also, Chris and I are going to be here for an extra hour. So we're going to be here from 7 to 8 as well, giving you live updates on what's going on there. So we'll be in your ear from 7 to 8 instead of Dave Ramsey. But don't worry, Dave Ramsey gets underway at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and we have a lot of information between now and then. By the minute, this whole situation with Francine's changing.
Right.
So we're on top of that. So don't worry, just keep it on News Radio 92.3, and we will fill you in on what's happened. Austin, the first and possibly only debate between former President Trump and Vice President Harris in the books. We have a wrap from Madison Allworth.
Only 13 minutes of last night's debate was spent on the economy. It is the top issue for voters heading into the election, but we didn't get many details. When Vice President Harris was asked if she felt Americans are better off today than they were 4 years ago, this is what we got.
I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy.
But she wasn't pushed on the specifics of what that opportunity economy entails or what her tax plan would be. Instead, the vice president took aim at Trump, saying he would raise taxes. His response.
Everybody knows what I'm going to do. Cut taxes very substantially and create a great economy like I did before.
Much more of the 90-minute debate was focused on issues like the war in Ukraine, abortion, and January 6th.
Her vision of an economy is very wide.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. We heard a little bit about Kamala's plan, and of course it was very vague.
Right.
And Trump was asked about his plan, and I think there was kind of more pushing on, does he have a plan? And he said he had concepts of a plan. So it's like, okay, do either Trump or Kamala even have plans at this point? Well, I don't know. But it sounds like They do, at least concepts of it, and it's going to be beautiful. Just past 5:15 here, we got your first quick check.
What a pretty picture you just painted.
hey, give credit to Trump and Kamala. That's the picture they painted last night, or at least attempted to. We'll get this first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, did have a caller at the top of this hour asking about this. There is confirmation of an accident right in front of Hurlburt Field. This is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway or Highway 98 coming from the Mary Esther area, and it is pushing you back quite a ways. So if you're in that area, be prepared to sit and wait for a little while. Outside of that, it's just more of the same. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees here in Pensacola. Tonight, of course, very, very rainy. We have precautions for that, and we will keep you updated like as best we can, as dependable as we can. That's what we do here. As for your Thursday, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 75. Still going to be rainy on your Thursday, but that is where we should see the worst of it over, and we start to ease into, luckily, a more fair weather weekend.
5:18, News Radio 92.3. We're pretty darn dependable.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you can take it to the bank on that.
Don't mean to pat ourselves on the back here.
Other things happening. Loss of parking spaces on Palafox. This is between Garden and Romana Streets and between Romana and Intendencia Streets. It's going to disappear. Is this something you support or reject? Speak up. You have an opportunity to comment regarding the proposed new Palafox project. You've heard D.C. Reeves talking about this, our good mayor. Yeah. Project will reshape the sidewalks and intersections in downtown with funding made available through a partnership between the city and Florida Power and Light. See, there's other things happening around here, too.
Absolutely. Mentioned this last hour, but of course we want to give another rundown just in case you weren't there for that. The Escambia Sheriff's Office out with a warning about the latest round of scam calls. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says that the scammers may have your loan number and personal information about you or some of your relatives, and they can make the call seem more legitimate. The scammers are apparently telling people that they have a warrant related to the loan, but it can be canceled if money is deposited into a Bitcoin ATM. Simmons finished by saying, law enforcement, whether it be his office, the U.S. Marshals, or even the FBI, will never make that kind of request.
Okay, well, we're treading down that rough road there about scams and things like that. There's been a massive surge in the amount of money consumers have lost to scams involving Bitcoin ATM machines. Get this, according to the Federal Trade Commission, the amount of money lost has increased tenfold since 2020, notching over $110 million in 2023. Within the first 6 months of the year, fraud losses to Bitcoin ATMs topping $65 million.
And a woman shot a man that attempted to rob her on Sunday. This happened as the victim was cleaning a rental property on the 400 block of Forest Street. Two men were approaching the woman, 19-year-old Jatarius Johnson and 22-year-old Avion Smith. Deputies say one of the two men pulled a handgun and attempted to rob her, but she struggled and was able to retrieve her handgun and fire one shot. Both men then fled the scene. Johnson was later found at a local hospital being treated for a gunshot wound to the foot. Smith is wanted by deputies on warrants for robbery with a firearm, grand theft, and grand theft of a firearm. If you have any information on the incident or Smith's location, you're asked to contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Okay, on the other side of the equation here, I want to drop in a business story here because it's a pretty darn important one. You ready?
All right.
This month, Wall Street ready to usher in the first interest cut rate since March of 2020. I guess you can thank Jerome Powell. Of course, he's the Fed chair. While it could potentially lower those rates for mortgages, auto, and personal loans, those carrying credit card debt gotta suffer. The average annual percentage rate on standard credit cards, get this, you probably know, 20.76%, with some in-store cards as high as 32%.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. Just about 5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. But also, right before the Fox News break, right before 5:30, we've got a pair of tickets that we're giving away to a man for all seasons. We've got details on that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life Proclaimed Patriot Day by President George W. Bush, September 11th is a day to remember those who lost their lives in those devastating attacks, but it's also a day to remember the first responders, the patriots, who rushed to the aid of their fellow Americans. September 11th reminds us that evil exists, but it also teaches us that goodness can prevail. Those first responders in New York City reacted selflessly, and many of them gave their lives for the sake of others. Their actions remind me of the greatest sacrifice in human history, which was when Jesus of Nazareth willingly laid down his life to offer a remedy for a sin-sick world. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I urge you to confess your sin and trust Jesus today. And if you'll do that, the goodness of Christ will triumph over the wickedness of your sinful soul. So trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat, County Commission, District 4.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorneys' fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, hasn't been anything too severe, thank goodness. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. But those are the worst-looking spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. We had an accident report in that area earlier, and it's still causing pretty heavy backups at this time. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees in Pensacola. Obviously, very rainy conditions tonight because of Hurricane Francine and the runoff that we're getting from that. As we get into your Thursday, the rain will dissipate some by Thursday night. Thursday's high is going to be 86 with a low of 75.
And Friday, break out the SPF. UV yes. rays are going to be crank. It's going to be a summer hot weekend this weekend, folks. So enjoy that. Hey, thanks to Jenny Craner. Of course, she's the big chief over at the Pensacola Fire Department. She was outlining how the department's getting ready for tonight's inclement weather. So, and we also had Eric Gilmore. He's the public safety chief over Escambia County, talking about their preparedness at the EOC. What are they doing right now just to take care of all of us? But a couple of great people joining us on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon.
Absolutely. Also, just wanted to get into this real quickly here. Sarasota County is the latest Florida county to come out against the abortion rights amendment on the November ballot. Mark Smith is the only commissioner opposing a resolution against Amendment 4, which is designed to limit state restrictions on abortion. Resolution supporters say Sarasota would become an abortion destination if Amendment 4 is not defeated. Opponents say commissioners should stay out of the referendum. Sarasota joins Lee and Collier counties in opposing the proposed amendment.
Well, I was watching the monitor, and about, I guess, 10 minutes from now, we're going to kind of tap into Houma, Louisiana.
Yeah,
that is Terrebonne Parish, by the way, if you are not familiar with the parish system in Louisiana. But that's where Houma is in Terrebonne Parish. That is where Francine is making landfall right now. Cat 2 storm.
Right.
Wind sustained 100 miles per hour. That will be increasing somewhat tonight. So we're going to get the feeder bands. That's what you're going to see. You're going to get the wind bands, the rain bands, and it's nothing but a nuisance.
Right.
But we're dealing with it. We've extended all the shifts here
yeah.
at News Radio 92.3. Austin and I will be extending till 8 o'clock tonight. I know Andrew comes in. He usually is in at 5. He's coming in at 4 tomorrow. So we're covering you with the latest information as it happens and when it happens on News Radio 92.3.
Excellent. 528 here. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to Pensacola's Little Theater presentation of A Man for All Seasons. It runs from September 13th to the 22nd. It's about a captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign. The play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject of the king. As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. Now, we've got a trivia question here, and you can text in to 850-437-1620. Text in to 850-437-1620.
It's still going.
And we will get the first person to answer this correctly will get the tickets. Alrighty. Henry VIII fathered several children, but not all of them survived past infancy. How many legitimate children did he have to survive past infancy? That is the question. It's not like 17 kids. It's a realistic number. If you text that number incorrectly, you get the tickets. 850-437-1620.
And you see, you know where St. Thomas More Catholic Church is over here on New Warrington Road. Is this at Brancas or New Warrington? I guess that's Brancas.
All right.
St. Thomas More in Warrington.
Okay.
So now you know where the name came from.
Absolutely. Once again, that is Henry VIII believed to have fathered several children, both legitimate and illegitimate. We're just talking about legitimate here, known people. How many of them survived past infancy?
Boy, you're stepping out of the box today, let me tell you.
Yeah, and I've got to get oddly specific with this question. So I don't know. But you know what? Whether you have your knowledge on Henry VIII or you just get a lucky guess, either way, first person to guess the correct answer, we already got a couple texts filing in here, will get that pair of tickets to A Man for All Seasons, Pensacola Little Theater from September 13th to September 22nd.
And if you're wondering, hey guys, where are those FSU tickets you've been talking about?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
We will be giving away at least one, if not two pairs of those tomorrow.
I think it's going to be two. So if you're going to do it, play wisely. Good luck.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Right now, Louisiana being pelted by Hurricane Francine as it makes landfall in Terrebonne Parish.
We have really felt the wrath of Francine as she has now come ashore officially, right, as a Category 2. As a 100-mile-an-hour wind.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Houma, Louisiana. New Orleans officials urging people to stay indoors. The families of 9/11 victims speaking out about a failed plea deal the U.S. government reached with terrorists involved in planning the attack. Joanne Barbara lost her husband, FDNY Chief Gerald A. Barbara. She spoke at a memorial ceremony in Lower Manhattan.
It is outrageous that our government would ever entertain the thought of granting the terrorists a plea deal. If not for the outcry of the 9/11 community, who knows what might have transpired?
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin intervened and blocked the agreement earlier this year. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Norfolk Southern's board is investigating whether CEO Alan Shaw had an inappropriate relationship with the company's top-ranking lawyer, according to CNBC. The probe comes less than 2 years after a toxic derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. In the same year, activist investor Ancora mounted a proxy fight at the $58 billion railroad. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 124, the S&P 500 up by 58, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 369 points. During his second day as chief executive at Starbucks, Brian Nickel writing a letter to customers, employees, and even shareholders, saying that his focus in his 100 days will be to get back to Starbucks. Following an intraday slide of roughly 1.2%, shares are now down 0.1% in after hours. U.S. crude oil futures for October delivery under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. In the last 24 hours, the words concepts of a plan have been uttered a lot. So what's Deion Sanders' concepts of a plan for Colorado? We know Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders will be first-round picks, but what about the rest of the team? Because the rest of Coach Prime's squad is poorly built, and it seems like Deion's plan is all about drawing attention rather than building a winning team. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at PlayPCola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Pensacola Little Theater presents A Man for All Seasons, a captivating historical drama that offers a window into the tumultuous 16th century England during King Henry VIII's reign, September 13th through 22nd. The play delves into the moral and political struggles of Sir Thomas More, a devout Catholic and loyal subject to the king. As Henry VIII, driven by his desire to divorce his wife, clashes with the Catholic Church, he demands the unwavering loyalty of his subjects. Secure your ticket for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
September 11th, 2001.
At 8:45 Eastern Time on a clear day on the southern tip of Manhattan, not one but two aircraft plowed into the World Trade Center.
Plumes of smoke and gases as the collapse happened began to roll our way, and that is when the crowd went wild. People just began to run.
We do have some videotape of the second plane, and you can see it there.
We're under attack.
Going into
and
building.
We're under attack.
The Pentagon, the White House, the Capitol, and the Treasury have been evacuated in Washington. In New York, all airports, tunnels, and bridges have been closed.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day. September the 11th, 2001.
Yes, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Of course, paying respect to 9/11, the magnitude of the attacks, and of course, you know, respect to the victims. And we've been doing that a couple times an hour, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to identify some of the voices on there. Bryant Gumbel was in there. I could identify one of his voice. Mm. You got to remember, this was 23 years ago.
Yeah, quite.
Who was on the air back then, you know?
Right. Well, let's see.
I was.
Yeah, you were.
I was.
I was in a crib.
I was in New Orleans.
We were all doing our part. Some more than others, I guess, in my case. But either way, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 540 here. Do want to say, before we get that quick check of the roads and weather, we did have someone text incorrectly. Text in correctly. And
I want to see you get out of this.
I've let them know, hey, you're our winner.
Yeah.
I've got their phone number. I'm like, if you haven't won with us before, Here, I just need the following information from you.
You did it very nicely.
And I have since been ghosted. So we'll see if I get a we'll see if I get a response soon. If enough time passes and they do not seem, what's up?
I want you to define the ghosting thing you just said.
You don't know what that means?
Well, maybe I do, maybe I don't, but maybe some of our listeners don't.
Ghosting means like someone like just does not text you anymore.
One of the Gen Z things, right?
Yeah, sure. So they just, they just cut you off, right? It's like, okay, I'm done with them. So you just get ghosted out of nowhere, which is essentially what has happened to me now.
It used to drive me crazy going into engineering meetings.
Right.
Because they would use all of these acronyms and you didn't have a freaking clue what they were talking about.
Right.
So that's what I was saying, because I'm sitting here. No, I didn't know what it meant. Mm. But I'm sure there's a lot of folks my age out here. They probably didn't know either.
Well, if enough time passes or if this person doesn't want the tickets, we'll find another means to give them away.
Oh, right. Absolutely. We will find the most expedient ways to give those tickets away.
Yes. The answer was 3, by the way.
Henry
VIII, he had 3 legitimate children that made it past infancy. The others were stillborn, miscarriage, whatever.
I'm still liking the point about St. Thomas More.
Yes.
Because I used to go to that Catholic church when I first moved here.
Right.
They had a priest there because this is terrible, but I used to go by the length of Mass. Mm. You have some priests that go through Mass, you can get them done in 32 minutes. And some take you about an hour and a half. You know,
right.
They had a great priest over at St. Thomas More. He retired, went on. But I used to love to go over there because he would tell funny stories and he would do a 32-minute Mass.
All righty, 542 here. Typically, we're late to traffic and weather at any time just because of the way the brakes are lined up at this time each hour. But we're really late this time. My apologies for that. Just looking at the roads here, there's not too much to report on, though. We've got some issues traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. And we still have got some backups in front of Hurlburt Field on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much standing out at this time. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight, we're going to get, of course, heavy downpour bleeding into your Thursday. And it will be a rainy Thursday, but the rain should dissipate towards Thursday night as we approach Friday. Thursday's high is 86 with a low of 75.
See, I knew there was a reason why I did not get that car wash this week.
Usually, when
I wash the car, this is what happens. It rains or something like that. And sure enough,
right,
I tricked Mother Nature. So I didn't do it, but it still rained.
Well, help. Speaking of Mother Nature and hurricanes, help is on the way for rural Florida communities impacted by recent storms, such as hurricanes, of course. Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Florida Department of Transportation's Lake City office yesterday to highlight a more than $120 million investment. The money will allow 30 counties to improve their roadways as a way to attract new businesses. 1/3 of the funding will go to smaller communities affected by Dahlia and Debbie, the DOT or the DOT. Has invested more than $1 billion to assist counties across the state with critical infrastructure projects over the last 5 years.
I have to laugh about Lake City because if you're going down the 75 freeway, if you get off the 10 freeway and you're heading south towards Disney on the 75, when you go through the area of Lake City, they've got this grass landing strip, okay?
Okay.
Like for maybe a crop duster or something like that. But what do they have for the plane that represents there's an airport there?
Right.
This big fighter jet. I thought that would not be landing on that grass strip over there, but I have to laugh because it's so if you're going in the 75 to Disney, Lake City, look off to the left. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yes. And you know what? As I speak right now, we're approaching 5:45. Which is typically when we would give another quick check of the roads and weather. But since we were so behind schedule on the last one, I'll just repeat that we've got issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. And it's going to be very rainy tonight. Current degrees is 71.
Yeah, there was a bad wreck on Garcon today. I was coming through about, because I told you I shoot from Gulf Breeze. I do the Garcon Bridge.
Right.
And about 12:30, I was coming in the on-ramp, and I noticed all the red taillights. I went, uh-oh, this isn't good. And sure enough, I could see down the bridge there was a multi-car bust-em-up on the span itself. You know, it's only a 2-lane span.
Right.
So kind of tight quarters there. I whipped that sucker around, man. Did a 180 and came through the proper.
Very nice.
Got here on time.
Yeah, no, that is what matters. That always matters more than safety around here. No, I'm just kidding. The reward for information leading to the arrest of suspected Kentucky freeway shooter Joseph Couch is now $35,000. He's suspected of injuring five in a shooting on I-75 on Saturday. He continues to evade police, who are only searching for the suspect during the day due to the difficult terrain, which they are unable to search at night.
All right. Good news. Mentioned I wanted to drop some business stories in here for you today. Right. Inflation fell in August to the lowest level in over 3 years, adding to the Fed Reserve's case for an interest rate cut. That's going to happen probably next Wednesday, even as prices remain uncomfortably high for millions of Americans. Labor Department this morning confirmed the Consumer Price Index, that's a preferred index, by the way, for the Fed, a broad measure of how much everyday goods like gasoline, groceries, and rent cost, rose about 0.2% in August from the prior month. So next Wednesday, you're going to see probably a lot of realtors doing happy dances on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Let's hope so.
And Wall Street closed higher after a seesaw day of trading. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 124 points to 40,861. The S&P 500 rose 58 points to 55,54. And the NASDAQ gained 369 points to 17,395.
Okay. A hurricane, well, actually, it's now jumped. This is what I want to tell you. If you're just checking in with us today, thank you for having us on, first of all. Cat 2 storm now. We're talking about Francine, 100 miles per hour landing in Terrebonne Parish. If you don't know where that is, that's where Houma, Louisiana is. So it's coming up. It's coming right up the butt end of New Orleans, let me tell you. It's not going to be a very nice night for a lot of those folks, because I'm already seeing in less than 20 minutes, the power outages went from 12,000 to 42,000
right.
in this part of the state. Now it's 64,000, just popping up to 64,000. So you can see that the storm is definitely having an impact. Anyway, residents bracing for impact. Fox Weather's Robert Ray has the latest from Houma, Louisiana.
Through the afternoon and evening hours, when this is said and done, Francine easily bringing an additional 4 to 8 inches of rain, widespread from Louisiana to portions of Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. Isolated pockets up to 12 inches of rain. This will lead to some flash flooding. Storm surge a concern along the coast and the western side of Lake Pontchartrain, which sits just north of the French Quarter in New Orleans. Now, as we go into the overnight hours and into tomorrow, we're also watching for the chance for tornadoes, quick spin-ups, certainly a possibility.
So that's some of the things that we're concerned about here as well, because these wind bands and rain bands will potentially, there's your operative word there, will potentially call for maybe seeing some tornadoes. Not saying that it is, but we need to be prepared for it because the potential is there.
Oh, 100%. And of course, outside of Francine and the 9/11 anniversary, one of the biggest stories is Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, of course, debated last night. And, you know, we can have whatever thoughts we want on that. That doesn't really matter. But something that kind of rocked the pop culture scene was Taylor Swift. She made an Instagram post endorsing Kamala Harris for president. And what makes this, this is actually a sports story, Chris, because what makes this interesting is that basketball superstar Caitlin Clark was one of the more than 8 million people that liked it. Ooh, look at that. The WNBA rookie sensation, is one of these basketball players that so far kept her beliefs to herself. Many WNBA players are outspoken about their political views. The Indiana Fever star has not publicly endorsed any political candidates officially. She has, however, made it well known that she is an avid fan of Swift. I will say it is very believable that someone would like Kamala Harris or Trump. You know, that's whatever. That's your views. I will say this may not necessarily be some unofficial endorsement, though. I've seen people on Instagram and they're scrolling through the minute they see a photo that they like. And the photo was Taylor Swift with her cat. So the minute you see the photo, you like it and keep scrolling. Could be that. But at the end of the day, no one should care.
Yeah, we all have short-term memories, though. But because if you look back for the past 2 years, Taylor Swift has been doing voter events, registering young voters, that 18 to 24 vote. Mm. And usually that slides over to the liberal side.
Oh, no. This is not just a surprise at all.
Just what she's looking for, headlines. That's all we're talking about here.
Also, we've got details out on the citations that Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill received in Miami-Dade County. Of course, he was pulled over outside Hard Rock Stadium Sunday morning just ahead of the team season opener. He was forcefully removed from his vehicle and placed in handcuffs. The Miami-Dade Police Department yesterday released the two traffic citations that the 30-year-old was given. One shows that he was pulled over for driving an estimated 60 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone.
Why did the citations get pulled?
Well, probably because they wanted to know what transpired leading up to the viral footage. Because that's the thing, you need to know what... And it, I mean, a lot of this stuff, isn't it public record anyway?
Oh, it absolutely... Oh, you betcha it is.
He was also cited for a seatbelt violation. The two fines total over $300, so that's not going to do much to his pocket. But nonetheless, so that's the thing. That's what he was pulled over for before he was forcefully grabbed, yada, yada, yada. That's what people wanted to know.
Very strange.
Yes.
Have you followed that story pretty much?
I've seen the...
Are there other things that we're not hearing from this story?
Those are the official citations. We saw that he maybe exchanged words with an officer or two. Obviously, he did not do anything physically aggressive from what I could see.
Right.
They pulled him out of... Because that's the thing. I think they knocked on his window, and he said, "Don't knock on my window like that." I don't know if they were knocking kind of hard or what. But they ended up pulling him out of his car, put him on the ground, put him in handcuffs. Then they stood him up. Then we had the cop with the headlock, drag him to the ground, yada, yada, yada. So it was just a whole thing. And that's the thing. We're not saying Tyreek Hill did everything right, but the consensus on social media is that was all that really necessary.
Okay, we've taken ourselves down that rabbit hole this afternoon.
Yeah.
Afternoon. What are we going to do about those tickets?
Well, that's the thing. I still have not gotten a response. We're going to have to handle that in the 6 o'clock hour because I want to make sure this person has time.
I want to give the tickets away, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll give that person until after 6, to 5 after 6. That's your deadline.
Yeah, I'll text them letting them know.
If not, they go up for grabs again.
I guess so. It's 5:52 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, it's just issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees in Pensacola. Heavy rain tonight, of course, and it will bleed into your Thursday where we will see a high of 86 and a low of 75.
Okay, 5 minutes ago I mentioned to you the number of power outages in South Louisiana. It was at 64,000 5 minutes. Now it's 72,000. You see, the storm is making the impact on the infrastructure. It's starting to see it kind of come down, those transformers busting and power going down. So we'll see that number climb. But I mean, we started today, and I remember saying, oh, we have 12,000 people without power. Well, it's up to 72,000 within an hour.
Yeah, that is true.
What we're talking about, Hurricane Francine. Cat 2 now, 100 miles per hour. That's sustained winds. It's continuing to just kind of let Louisiana have it today with some bad weather.
Right.
Track remains, listen, what we're getting here, look out the window if you're driving. That's what we're going to get. Bands of rain, bands of a wind, nothing major. But we're here for you. In fact, Austin and I are extending an hour tonight.
Right.
We'll be here till 8. Andrew comes, and then we have somebody coming in after that. Then we have Andrew coming in, usually at 5. Andrew and Pensacola Morning will be here at 4 to kind of follow the storm and just to kind of figure out what's going on. We had Jenny Graber from Pensacola Fire, chief of fire, a few minutes ago. We had her on describing about the department and how they're getting ready and how they prepared for the storm. And also Eric Gilmore, public safety for Escambia County over the EOC. He kind of gave us the lay of the land in terms of how they prepare for this thing and what they're going to do tonight. They're manning the EOC. It's not activated, so don't go in that direction. It's not activated, but the key people, the safety people, are in the building tonight at the EOC just in case, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Do have some good news. The texter who had guessed correctly on the tickets has gotten back. So we do have winner information on that.
Threats work wonders.
Yeah. Yeah. Strong arming someone into taking tickets.
Nice job.
They almost always take them. No, in all seriousness, congratulations to them again. Turns out her name is Jessica. So congratulations.
Yay, Jessica. Thanks for listening today.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And you know what? If you do have power tonight, something that you can tune into on TV is the MTV Video Music Awards, or the VMAs. It's going to be held tonight at the UBS Arena in New York. Taylor Swift leads the field with 12 nominations, including Video of the Year and Song of the Year, and is expected to be there, but is not scheduled to perform. Detroit rapper Eminem is slated to open the show and has 8 nominations, including for Houdini. Megan Thee Stallion is hosting. Other performers include Camila Cabello, LL Cool J, Katy Perry, Chapel Roan is how it's put phonetically here. I thought it was, it always looks like Chappelle to me. And Glorilla, it's put in phonetic spelling as Gloria, but I've never heard it as Gloria before.
I certainly haven't heard it, so I'm kind of perplexed by that one.
It's spelled Glorilla. I'm saying Glorilla.
Okay, listen, you were talking about if you have the power on. Hey, here's a kind of a different direction for you. If your power goes off, you ready?
Yeah.
Check out the News Radio 92.3 app.
That
it stays
true.
On.
They don't call us informative,
your
local, dependable
power
for
goes
nothing.
Off, by golly, fire up the phone, and we've got all the information you'll need.
Very well. All righty, let's see here. Just a bit more of some frivolous stuff. The cast is being rounded out for the new The Office series.
Uh-huh.
Melvin Gregg, Chelsea Frey, and Ramona Young will star in the series, along with the previously announced Domhnall Gleeson and Sabrina Impassatori. These are the names I needed phonetic spelling for.
New cast, right?
Yes, those are all new names, I believe. The show will be a new mockumentary-style series set in the same universe as the original and will take place at a local newspaper. The additions to the cast were first reported by the Palisadian Post in California, where the actors were shadowing reporters to get ready for their roles. There's no word on when the new series will debut.
In the first original run, never saw it.
Really?
I don't. Listen, a lot of the shows that have come out, the new stuff, I will not watch it simply because of my time constraints, but I'll record it. So now I'm watching a lot of these. I caught Friends this year. All the playbacks. But then I get on this binge thing, and I put it on all weekend, and I can't drop it. I keep watching these shows over and over.
Yeah.
The Office is a great series. I hope it's as good as the original.
It's very polarizing, I've noticed. For a lot of people, but yeah, I love The Office.
I did.
The awkwardness is horrible, but it's funny.
Steve
Carell.
Carell, that's what his name was. He's great.
Yeah,
that's why I'm in the 40-year-old virgin or whatever that was. That movie.
Yeah, that movie. Yeah.
Oh. So they're doing the series. That's good. I didn't recognize any of the names though.
Oh, yeah, no, neither did I, to be honest. And I'm a Gen Zer, so I don't know what age they are and how popular they are, but maybe I'm just uncultured. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hour 2 in the books after WEAR Top of Hour News. We got Hour 3 coming up.
Okay, Powerball, $134 million. Take advantage. Drawing tonight at 10 o'clock.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.